WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever find yourself reaching for that bag of chips not because you're actually hungry, but because you're feeling stressed, bored, or even just a little down? You know that feeling, right? That's emotional eating, and it's something we all struggle with from time to time. But here's the thing. Understanding the science behind emotional eating can be the key to breaking free from its grip and taking control of both your physical and mental health. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into the fascinating world of our brains, hormones, and those cravings that seem to appear out of thin air. Get ready for some real talk, relatable stories, and actionable tips to help you conquer emotional eating once and for all. First things first, let's get one thing straight. Emotional eating isn't about willpower or being bad. It's a complex interplay of psychological and biological factors that influence our behavior. Our brains are wired to seek pleasure and comfort, and sometimes food becomes the go-to source for those feelings. Ever notice how chocolate seems to magically melt away your stress, or how ice cream feels like a warm hug on a bad day? Now, there's this incredible hormone called dopamine, often referred to as the feel-good hormone. When we eat certain foods, especially those high in sugar, fat, and salt, our brains release a surge of dopamine, creating that temporary sense of bliss. But here's the catch. Our bodies quickly adapt to these dopamine highs, meaning we need more and more food to achieve the same feeling. This creates a vicious cycle of cravings and overeating. Think about it like this. Your brain is like a mischievous child who wants instant gratification. They crave that sugary treat or salty snack because it gives them a quick dopamine hit. But just like any child, their craving quickly fades, leaving them wanting more. The key is to teach your brain healthier coping mechanisms and find alternative ways to boost those feel-good hormones. So, how do we break free from this emotional eating cycle? It starts with awareness. Pay attention to your emotions and what triggers you to reach for food. Are you stressed, anxious, bored, or lonely? Recognizing these patterns is the first step towards change. Next, explore healthier ways to manage those emotions. Exercise, mindfulness practices like meditation, spending time in nature, connecting with loved ones, these are all powerful tools that can help regulate your mood and reduce cravings. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. Let me share a real-life example. A friend of mine, Sarah, was constantly battling emotional eating. Whenever she felt overwhelmed or stressed, she'd turn to ice cream for comfort. It became a vicious cycle. The more she ate, the worse she felt about herself, leading to even more stress and cravings. But then, Sarah discovered yoga. It helped her manage her anxiety, reduce stress, and find healthier ways to cope with difficult emotions. She started feeling more balanced and in control, and guess what? The ice cream craving slowly faded away. See, it's not about deprivation. It's about finding healthier alternatives that nourish both your body and mind. So, let's recap. Emotional eating is a real struggle, but understanding the science behind it empowers us to break free. Remember, pay attention to your emotions and what triggers your cravings. Explore healthy coping mechanisms like exercise, mindfulness, or connecting with loved ones. Replace unhealthy habits with nourishing alternatives that support both your physical and mental well-being. And remember, you're not alone in this journey. If you found value in this episode, share it with a friend who might be struggling with emotional eating. Leave us a review. Let us know what resonated with you. And don't forget to join the conversation on our social media channels. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep striving for that happy and healthy balance. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.